made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time.
Thank God we're playing some serene music right now, because I'm about to flip my ass, and someone's calling right now.
Was that song for me?
They better hang the hell up. I ain't taking any calls. I don't want to deal with it. I was in the calmest mood coming back. I wanted to apologize for missing a bunch of shows.
Because, people love us.
Yeah, I heard a mouthful about it. I got it from more than one person. And instead, I come back. The USB recorder's not working. The audition's not recording. I'm recording on a CD like it's 2001. And my headphones are completely jacked up, and I sound like a goddamn talking robot. I sound like a speaking spell in my own ears. Do you know how weird that is?
You definitely won't be listening to this show.
I come out okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm really sure this is recording properly. I sound like I'm talking through a fan doing a Darth Vader.
I kind of like it.
It is creepy as hell to hear your own voice like that. Let me collect myself. I've been running around looking for a blank CD so something could record this goddamn show. Because nothing else is. Hi, Arena.
Hey.
Hey. Good to have you back.
It's good to be back. I really missed it.
It is. I've missed the show, too. That's why I was playing Ray's I Can't Stop Loving You, which seems to have just crapped out because the internet was having problems all day, too. It's just a magical place to work.
It's probably because I was just Googling what the robot's name from Lost in Space was. They could call you that, but it was too late.
Oh, God.
His name was Robot.
No, it was Robbie.
Was it really?
I believe it was Robbie.
It says here just Robot and just Mr. Robot. Smith.
Mr. Smith was the queer. Was the queer who wanted to suck off young Bill Money.
We already discussed that on a previous show. We don't need to go there again.
My familiarity with old-timey TV queers. I know them well. You had them. You had Adam West and Burt Ward.
Adam West was the gay?
Well, he was the king. Burt Ward was his, you know, his boy.
His man boy?
They didn't have to wear the tights to fight crime. They could have worn tactical armor. Instead, they're wearing these skimpy little shiny things that's one exacto cut away from entry.
What are you talking
about?
That's
what I'm saying.
Tights are just the greatest protection ever.
Let's do the intro. I guarantee you I botch it. It's been so long. You're listening to another episode of Papa's Basement. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, has everything you could want if all you want is podcasts and the occasional written update. If it is, you're set, though.
You're golden.
You go there every Monday, every Thursday, resuming again. We missed a couple shows. I'm not going to lie. It was big time off the air stuff. Nothing too drama laden. Just, in my case, family health crap. That I believe is resolved, I hope. I don't know.
Just magically all healed and
I'd like to think it is because I want to go back to my life the way it was.
Oh, it was so good.
It was easier before. I liked coming in and recording. So you go there, you get an update every Monday, every Thursday. By update, I mean a new hour-long episode of the show, which is co-hosted by the beautiful Arena across from me.
Thank you.
You want to get a hold of us individually. If you're just like, you know, I listen to the show, I've gone to the website, and I've read some of your articles, too. You put those up, and John, you're brilliant, but I need more. You go, you tweet us.
You can tweet us.
Tweeting us is a great way to get a hold of us individually, because who wants to use email? It's about as high-tech as recording my show to a CD. Yes, it is. So you tweet us. I'm at Papa's Basement. And Arena, you are at Girl Knows Sports.
Still at Girl Knows Sports.
We don't really get tweeted individually much at all. So we light right up when it happens. You'll get a reply inside of 30 seconds. It'll be so fast, you will be creeped out.
And a retweet, like, and a favorite.
Yeah, everything we can do, we will. And then it'll be like, follow back, and then the creepy DMs begin. Then it's like, hey, what's up? So, how's your boyfriend? What? No boyfriend? Wow. Well, well, well. I think that's it in terms of
you
what
nailed
to do.
That.
You've got the facebook.com/papasbasement. That's pretty much just updates from the site along with silly pictures, because who doesn't like those? They're much easier than me coming up with content. So much easier. The content I have to write or have to record, but a picture of a cat holding a scepter and looking like a little king.
Oh, my God. That's
just
adorable.
Find it and paste it. Facebook makes it so simple. And the iTunes link. I guess that's the last big thing. You go to that website, find the iTunes subscription link. That way, your iPhone, your Mac, even your PC that just has iTunes, it will sniff out any new episodes, download them immediately. We are officially covered. Arena.
That was golden. It's like Ron Burgundy just snuck in here and did that.
It's been so long. Have we even been here since the entire future of the Redskins went down the toilet?
No.
Really?
Do we have to talk about it?
No, we don't.
It was so sad.
I don't want to talk about how the team, the only team I truly care about in all professional sports, managed to lose in the most spectacular fashion possible and possibly sink their entire franchise for another 5 seasons minimum.
We might have been here.
I think we did it once.
Yeah, we did, because since I listened to the show.
Obviously it was memorable, yes.
The last show we did, you were talking about how we were here the show before that, before the Redskins poo-pooed on our dreams.
I don't think we had the official word, but it's okay that he had, I don't know, invented new ligaments to rip in his knee. Young Master
real.
Robert.
I study kinesiology. Those are all real ligaments.
I know the ACL. The LCL is a little suspect to me. Is there a ZCL and a BCL? And he's like, I got them all, and they're all missing.
He's RG3. He probably has extra ligaments.
He's going to run out of ligaments to put in his knee eventually. We're going to have to euthanize. I think we're going to euthanize Theismann. I was going to say Sonny, but I like Sonny. Theismann's kind of a pissant. We'll put down Theismann, and we'll take the ligaments out of his knee.
What? How old is he?
He's old, so we might have to go young.
Yeah. Tim Tebow's not doing anything.
Can we have
his ligaments? I love Tebow.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to put the Tebow ligaments inside RG3's knee, because it could make him a worse passer. I don't want to run that risk.
It'll somehow affect his elbow ligaments.
I want to take Usain Bolt. I want an athletic black man. I want his ligaments harvested.
Oh, my gosh.
Put into RG3 for a super knee. I remember the concept of the super knee from last episode, now that I said those words.
That's the runner guy, right?
Yes. We just kind of keep him in a state of suspended animation, like after Luke got hurt on Hoth and he was just floating in that water tank. We'll just do that with Usain Bolt for the duration of RG3's career. And that's about what I wanted to say on that topic. I don't like rehashing it. It's so depressing. If you are a Washington sports fan, it was a week of the worst news you could ever expect. It could only be worse if somehow his penis fell off because of the injury. And he lost his testosterone.
The only
thing had to become a court eunuch.
The only thing that made that easy to or okay to handle was the next day the Caps came back.
I don't care about hockey. I'm not a white woman. Hockey is for some white guys and a lot of white girls.
I'm Russian.
They love to sweat hockey players. You have every pass on earth.
Thank you.
And in fact, no one needs a pass to enjoy hockey. It's just not my bag. I don't really enjoy any sport with that many games, because you cannot get fired up for an individual game. That is why the NFL is the best sport ever. There's 16 games in a postseason. Every game really matters.
Yeah, like even after the lockout, the hockey season, they're still going to have like 44 games.
They're still roughly, I think, 720 this season. They're playing 2 to 3 games a day.
A day?
A day. The Caps have several hundred games to play in a couple of months.
What?
Yep. That's the news on the street. I might have my numbers mixed around, but I think I got it.
Are we juicing them like track horses?
That would be amazing. I would watch hockey if it was completely steroid-fueled and people were punching through each other like Terminators.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. That explains why the first game I saw, I think it was the Rangers. I forgot who they were playing. It was last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they
were
already fighting.
Oh, season's actually begun?
Yeah, they were already fighting. I was like, sweet.
They're all pent up.
Yeah.
They're all pent up. It's just extra months of actually being around their wives. Can you imagine you're an athlete on strike and you actually have to have sex with your wife and maybe screw the local checkout girl or something like that? Like, you can't bang your usual road trim. That's horrible.
Yeah, I could imagine their pain, you know.
They're stir crazy as all hell. Of course they're beating the living ass out of each other. There's a lot of juice out there that needs to get milked out. I bet the second week of the season, once they've all had a couple of road games, they'll be good and calm.
They've been nagged to death for the last couple months.
They will be properly drained and able to play the game like civilized men again.
Ovechkin's engaged. Look what he did while he was on the
lockout. Oh, is he? I'm sure he's faithful. I'm sure Alex Ovechkin doesn't just randomly go back to Russia and sleep with entire villages.
Hey, Russian men are very faithful. I think.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why would they be? Because only 1 in 10 women doesn't have radiation sickness? You can
That's
screw
Ukraine,
the one woman
okay.
that would make you bald. Pull out your junk and it's glowing.
Oh my. That's extra.
No man is faithful if they can help it. No man with options. We're back, though. We're back.
Oh, yes.
Not much has changed. All the equipment's still broken. The same old Chinese lady was on the corner. You don't see her. You come in from the different side. There's an old Chinese woman who's holding up a sign every Saturday for the past couple of years that says, Jesus saves.
That's it?
She was still there. No, it changes time to time. Today it was simple, though. Today it was just Jesus saves.
Is she collecting money or she's just
no.
out there making
She is
signs?
Just doing a weird hobo maneuver holding a sign that says, Jesus saves. Not even a well-done thing, either. Like, the Sharpie layer was doubled up maybe one time. When you're making a sign, you need to make your letters, like, an inch thick. You know what I mean? She just does Sharpie, and then Sharpies over that one line and considers that. And it's horrible because you really have to strain to read them. And one of these days, I'm going to collapse the front of my car into someone else's bumper.
She's really dedicated.
Because this bitch can't write.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I love reading her psycho crap. It fascinates me to no end because she doesn't look senile. She looks properly bathed. Like, I really think she's just into Jesus like a mother. Like, that's just her bag.
That's dedication right there. That's hardcore.
I don't get it. I couldn't worship anyone who didn't look a lot like me. Like, worshiping a white Jesus is creepy if you're an Asian lady. Like, I would do the Korean Jesus from 21 Jump Street. Have you seen?
The new one?
The new one, yes. Not,
I did
not
see
the old
it.
Richard Grieco, Johnny Depp, Holly Robinson, and who else can I name from it? That's it.
Yeah. I forgot Holly Robinson. Pete was on that.
Holly Robinson, back before she was Peted.
That's true. And now she's unpeted.
Oh, what happened? Is she one of the basketball wives now or some crap?
They
or?
Got divorced.
Who? Why was she Pete?
I think that was her husband's name.
Well, yeah, I know how marriage works in an Anglo country and the woman takes the name. Who was Pete, though? Like, was she on basketball? Why was she mentioned again? Because she should have just kind of gone off to the dark side of the moon like any old actress.
I feel like she was on Mr. Cooper.
Was she?
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
She actually had a career a little bit afterward. But Cooper was like
that
early
a 90s. Career.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper was a big show. I didn't watch it. Not my thing. I just mean that because it's a poor show, not like I'm some closet bigot or something like that. And I was all Negroed out from the Cosbys. like that was my decade's worth of black TV. No, I just never got into Hanging with Mr. Cooper and Mark Curry and all that. I wasn't into Full House either. That was all white people. Stop looking
step
at me that
step
way.
Step by Step was good.
Loved Step by Step. God, did I love Step by Step.
Summers.
The little tomboy on that show grew up to be a real piece of ass. I forget her name. Just look it up. What was her name? Joe, maybe?
On the show?
On the show.
Yeah, I think so.
She's like
Joanna.
She's really active on Twitter, and she is not bad looking.
Really?
Just like the little girl from Spy Kids now has massive T's.
Oh, what's her name? Sophia? No, that's the chick from Modern Family.
Yeah, that's the best woman ever, that one. I love her so fiercely.
I love her too. I really like Kobe Smulders from How I Met Your Mother.
I've never seen an episode of that, thankfully.
If you watch it, you're going to get into it so hardcore.
No.
I've been watching it.
It looks so dumb and normal sitcom predictable.
It's
Plus,
so good.
Plus, Jason Segel scares the hell out of me.
Jason Segel isn't. Oh, yeah, he is on that show.
He looks like a mutant.
I thought you were talking about Jason, the guy from American Pie.
Oh, Jason Biggs.
Yeah, I thought you were saying he was like the main character.
No, no. Jason Segel looks like a troll that lives under a bridge.
He's so funny, though.
That's fine. He creeps me out physically. I don't like looking at him. His face is just a source of depression.
It says here that she is still married to Rodney Pete, Holly Robinson Pete.
Who the hell's Rodney Pete, though?
I'm going to tell you in a few moments.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen of Google.
Look at me. Googling.
I like it.
By the way, some things did change. Look what I got.
Oh, I thought you were... Did you get fake jugs?
No, I got an imaginary girlfriend. I'm putting my arm around her.
Oh. I was... You jumped the gun for like 5 seconds on the T.O. thing. I was going to say the one thing that changed is it's roughly 90 degrees in the middle of January.
It's so nice.
And we are all going to be dead in 5 years. And why am I worried about marriage and a career or anything like that? We're going to be living in Mad Max. It's not even going to be Mad Max because you could still drive around in Mad Max. You know Total Recall when he goes to Mars and they're all under the domes and that woman has the third jug? That's going to be our future.
I need to see the new Total Recall.
No, the old one. Screw the new one.
Oh, yeah, with Schwarzenegger when
yes.
he goes to...
The Martian mutants. That's our future.
We're
all
going to
pull off
child.
Our arms and we're all going to drive taxis and we'll have little mutant baby slime arms under our little prosthetic real arms.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know how sun mutation works, but I saw a movie on it and that's what's going to happen. Back to Teo. Back to Manti Te'o. That's how you pronounce it, right? I don't care about college football, really. I know you do. Even though you were raised in D.C., you were raised with a proper team. You're not in some toilet like Columbus, Ohio, where they don't know any better, where you just crap in a box and eat a box of Skittles and think that's nutrition. No, you were raised in D.C. You know what a real team is like, and yet somehow you're still into college football. And don't give me the excuse that you went to LSU and that's how you get swept up in it. Because I went to Virginia Tech the Michael Vick year, and I came through just fine.
Did you ever leave
Mind
your dorm?
Mind untainted. No. I always wondered why the hell the kids were coming back fired up on Saturday nights and why I couldn't get a pizza for 3 goddamn hours. I never left the dorm.
See, if your team wins, you get a deal on
They
your
won
pizza
every
company.
Game. It doesn't get winninger. They only lost the national championship.
You could have at
year.
Least... You know, partook in the promotion from your pizza company.
There were no promotions. The pizza companies would have gone broke.
Papa John's definitely has a deal if your school wins.
What?
Oh, maybe that's only at SEC schools.
Maybe, I think. We just had Gumby's anyhow. We would eat Papa John's, but we tried to eat Gumby's. Because Gumby's back then, which is some horrible chain that only exists in college towns, I think it was like $4 for a large pizza.
Good Lord, what kind of cheese
and then they
were
they
using?
Give you, oh, I don't even know if it was cheese. It was gravel, maybe. Or melted Pop Rocks. And then they just gave you a Ziploc bag full of ranch.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Just to dip that crust in. That's the mountain folk way in Virginia Tech.
I mean, I understand ranch and pizza. It's delicious. But I don't know if I'd accept a...
It's not... Look, I mean, it's delicious because it's just adding fat to something already fatty. It's the same way you dunk a chicken nugget, which is full of, like, nitrates and salt and sugar, into barbecue sauce, which is just, like, adding high fructose corn syrup to the mix. Of course, it's good. If you took a cake and then you just drizzled drawn butter on it like it was lobster, that would taste amazing, too.
Now I'm in fantasy land. Lobster and cake dipped in butter.
I'm serious. Take a cupcake. Crack it open, mash a ball of ice cream really compact-like, and stick it in the middle of the cupcake. Guess what? It's going to taste better. You're just adding fat to fat. You know
That's
how Julia
fantastic.
Childs cooked? She just took old recipes and put more butter into them. And everyone's like, this is the best food ever. Of course it is.
That's how my friend's mom used to make everything, and then she would reheat it and put like a layer of butter
more
and a
butter.
Layer of cheese.
Exactly.
A layer of butter and a layer of cheese. Because one layer was not enough.
Well, that's how if you've cooked something buttery and cheesy and it cools and it makes that skin, that's how you loosen up the skin. Just drizzle on new hot butter to thaw the old butter. Then you get double butter.
God,
food
my heart,
math.
My heart Fat feels so math. Good right now.
I know. It's doing jumping jacks. It's saying, feed me. Feed me till I die.
I went and got your people's food this afternoon.
Oh, baklava?
Anal a gyro.
Sex. Which food?
A gyro and Greek fries with French fries covered in feta.
Wow, that so sounds good.
It's really good.
I want that. Where did you get it? Why wasn't it brought to me?
Big Fat Greek Cafe. I brought you baklava from there once.
That's true. I did eat it all and turn it into poop.
Ew.
Though it's all gone.
That was a long time ago. I hope it's all gone.
I've been drinking a little green juice lately, a little bit of celery and spinach. So whatever was inside there, it's not there.
Look who's so healthy. What led to this?
Well, I needed something to wash down the bacon I was eating.
This was by accident.
Yeah.
You're saying.
And we were out of my usual cherry Coke. So I had to blend something fancy up. No, I got into it because I figured vegetables taste repugnant. I need something to mask the taste of them. And weirdly enough, you shove a bunch of crap into a blender and then just put an apple on top.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about apples that are the most mealy, boring fruit out there. They mask anything. I could empty the cat's litter box into a blender, throw an apple on top, and I would go, this is the best chocolate apple smoothie ever. And then I would pull out a piece of fur.
Oh.
I go,
delish. Is that a Julia Child recipe?
Yes. Bon appetit.
Oh, it's delicious.
All right. Shall we get to Manti? Shall we get to the subject of a man duped, quote-unquote?
Tie on a Manti.
It was bad, but I don't care because I missed you and I missed this. And we're just going to keep doing it. We're going to get good at it again. We're like fat people walking into the gym. 2 weeks later, we're going to be 5 pounds heavier because we won't have burned any muscle and we'll just have put on some, we won't have burned fat. We'll have put on muscle and then we'll just be extra depressed and eating harder. And we'll quit the gym and it'll be all bad, just like the show.
We'll get back to eating, but we'll be better at it.
Exactly.
Because we missed it.
We'll have the excuse of, I have 5 pounds of new muscle that needs feeding. So this burger's protein.
Yeah. Don't mind the buns.
Oh, God.
Or the buns back here.
We'll do the Manti Te'o story because it's endlessly fascinating, even to me, a guy who really could not care less about college ball.
I don't think it has anything to do with college ball.
No, it's just a human interest story. Do you want to give the summary? You want to be the newswoman, Miss Quivers.
So, Manti Te'o.
You don't have to do a different voice.
That
was creepy. You sound like a BBC reporter.
Today in...
You're like, Manti Te'o, who played American football at a collegiate level. No, just talk.
Where is Notre Dame?
Notre Dame is in South Bend, Indiana.
That's right.
Had you watched Rudy and not snickered your way through it thinking of Ned Beatty's Deliverance rape, you would have retained that information. Continue.
I need to watch Deliverance again.
You do, and then you need to immediately rewatch Rudy.
Okay.
And then you can question Ned Beatty's parenting because he was raped. And
oh
you
my
could
God.
Just look at every scene and you'd be like, you know what you would have done differently? Something. Because you were raped.
You were
That's
damaged.
Why you raised Rudy poorly. That's why Rudy's brother is cucking Rudy. Because you were raped and you've passed that trauma
on
to
your
son.
What is Rudy's brother doing to Rudy?
Rudy goes off somewhere and I believe he comes back to his mousy girlfriend now getting banged by his brother.
What?
Yeah.
That's
He gets John Papa Giorgio'd, if you will.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Will's banged a lot of my cast-offs.
What?
That's all.
That's just... That William.
That rapscallion and his penis.
Well, if you guys have been on hiatus like we have and you don't know about the Manti Te'o story, he apparently...
Who's Manti Te'o? Tell me.
He was a linebacker.
He sounds like a member of that old band, the Jets, unless you tell me what's going on.
Or Menudo.
No, Menudo's Latin. The Jets were Polynesian.
Oh, I thought he was like Hawaiian or something.
Yeah, it's all that same area.
Hawaiian's American.
Polynesia's something. Like exotic brown people with wearing flowers.
That's true. They're all in the same area.
I think. Don't they all have the same checkbox on the census? Or like the trills and the lutes and all that? There's all kinds of weird people there if you really get down the list.
I just look for a white woman and check that box.
You put a little Star of David inside it.
I'm like,
white Jewish.
I'm not
woman.
Technically, I'm Jewish, so I'm not white. That's
all
different.
Right. So tell me who Manti Te'o was and is.
He is a linebacker for Notre Dame.
He graduated.
Yeah.
He was entering the draft.
He already graduated?
Yes. He was projected as like a top 10-ish pick.
Yeah.
Couple of questions about, I believe, his size or maybe the speed. I forgot one of the two, but a lot of people thought he was one of the better defensive prospects and probably would be a first rounder.
He's not very good looking, which I could see why he went to the online dating route.
Well, he's not classically handsome. No, he doesn't look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson or anything like that.
That's classically handsome.
I mean, Dwayne, if I'm going to look again for kind of like the Islander ethnic handsome guy,
okay.
I don't know a lot of options.
Is it because he does that thing where he like raises his one eyebrow and then like
he's
winks
just a
the other one?
Good looking guy. The Rock is just good looking. There's nothing
homo
about
saying
that.
Would you say you get your rock on for The Rock?
I've never masturbated to The Rock, if that's what you were tiptoeing around.
I guess
around.
Your rock's off for The
I
Rock.
I think The Rock ain't a bad looking dude. If I could look like The Rock with the wave of a wand, I'd probably do it.
Yeah, I'd do it too.
No, that would be weird for you because you'd still have the same voice. You didn't let me finish. So Manti Te'o was a projected high first round linebacker prospect coming out of Notre Dame. He, I believe, was second in Heisman voting, which wasn't particularly close this year, but for a defensive player, that's not bad.
Yeah. Because
it's really just an offensive beauty pageant at this point. And the news broke a couple days ago that a girlfriend, this is the part I missed, he apparently throughout the season made a, who the son of a, oh, it's someone calling from a cell phone that I believe is my house or my brother's house. Hello?
Can you say that?
Oh, no, you can't.
Anywho, so should we just pack up our stuff now and shut down?
That might have been someone calling with my brother's cell phone playing a Chip Chipperson clip from the Opie and Anthony show.
You are so red right now.
I wouldn't know for sure that was Will playing the clip that we played for each other 100 times.
But you can send any fines to his house.
But I've got a hunch. I've got a hunch that was Will. By the way, we should all three do a show together finally. I was trying to get him involved in that. I think we can do that Wednesday. Back to Manti.
Yes.
Back to Manti.
So, what was the 48-year thing with his grandma and this girl?
The number that might have been my brother's cell phone's calling in one more time. Let's
I
just be safe and check it.
What's going on?
Give me the fucking money,
this cunt. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Gee golly. I don't know where to go with this. We're very professional here.
I can't pick up a third time.
I think you have to just, you know, do the old, oops.
I thought he might
oops
have
daisy.
Dipped the volume on that. That was not premeditated. I thought he was just saying hi the second time. Back to Manti.
So I hope you guys enjoy the last episode of Papa's Basement.
I hope it isn't. I had zero idea he was dropping those on air. I just see my brother calling. Or shall I say someone calling with my brother's cell phone. We can't establish who that was.
What was that from?
That is from an episode of Opie and Anthony that he just loved. And it's Jim Norton doing a character called Chip Chipperson, who's kind of weirdly retarded in a special lovable way.
It sounds like the guy from Super Troopers. That goes
Farva.
Yeah.
Just
No. Not that guy. The guy that goes, I'm gonna, or the chick goes and puts the gun up his trench coat. And
oh.
She's like, I'm gonna butter your bread.
I'm gonna show you where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
Or like that. Yeah. Just look it up. Chip Chipperson, Opie and Anthony, or Jim Norton.
Does he just call in, or he does it on the show?
No, I mean he just slips into that character on the show. Just Jim suddenly is talking as Chip.
Can I start slipping into characters?
I mean, if you want to, yes. Let's develop the arena character first, and then we can get kind of a Martin Short-esque stable of characters for you.
I feel like, you know, Jim Norton and I do have a comedian background.
Shut up. You did one open mic. Shut up. All right, back to Manti. The whole thing is during the season, which I wasn't aware of because I kind of just pay attention to final standings. I might watch a Saturday night game, things like that. He wouldn't shut the hell up about both his grandmother dying and apparently his girlfriend dying within 6 hours of each other.
Within 6 hours?
6 hours.
What was the 48 years thing?
What do you mean?
Someone said that it was within 48 years, and I was like,
Two people even... dying within 48 years. The man is 21 years
That's
old.
That's what I said. I was like, then he wouldn't have even known his grandmother.
A lot of people have died within 48 years of each other. There's not exactly tragedy in that. 6 hours, that's tragedy.
Yeah.
So he said his dear old granny died. And then right after that, he gets a call saying his girlfriend, Will, I can't pick up. I can't pick up on more F-bombs and C's and stuff like that.
Did anyone even ask him about this, or he just came out with, like, talking about these people passing?
I think you would come out. I wouldn't walk up to you and say, hey, Arena, any significant others and grandparents die today?
See, I feel like you shouldn't just, like, come out and say those things. Like, that's kind of a Debbie Downer thing to do.
Hold on. Will texted and said he'll be nice. What's up?
I was nice before. I don't know who pranked you.
You were nice before.
Son of a bitch.
Could you make it out?
What's that?
Could you make it out?
Of course. I can hear everything.
We have ears.
Hey, you want to do the show Wednesday while we got you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Sweet.
I think...
what the hell did I want to say? Yeah, I tuned in and I heard you talking about my mule, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was just...
You have a mule?
About the volcano N-word.
I just mentioned that you had banged previous friends of mine or things like that.
Previous friends of who?
Previous friends of mine. I was referencing that because I was saying Rudy.
Yeah, and then I destroyed those relationships. Like
Rudy came back to town.
He's so upset about it.
Yeah, I remember
He's
now.
He's really sorry, John.
Yeah, I can hear the remorse in this voice. Rudy had come back to town, and his brother, wasn't that the story? His brother was now banging his mousy, ugly girlfriend?
Wait, who?
Rudy. Yeah. Rudy, in the movie Rudy. I mentioned you because I was saying Rudy came to town, and the chick he had been fooling with was getting banged by his brother.
Yeah, so I'm like, I guess like when he went to Notre Dame or whatever.
Okay, yeah, that was the context, that's all. But yes, for the record, ladies, Will's a tree trunk, so give him a try.
Will, have you ever banged one of John's ladies? Like,
not like an ex-girlfriend or anything.
Oh, not while you guys were dating.
No. Just kind of like filthy.
Not that big of a piece of ass.
Filthy scum that we've kind of like loosely played with and passed back around like a ping pong ball.
Well, because I think he acts like he doesn't care about people when he does. So
who?
I back to bite him in the ass.
He's a hard, cold stallion. John.
Depends on the chick. There was one chick you banged that no one I liked per se. It's just like I knew you banging them might limit my options for doing the same in the future. So I was just like,
which one?
God damn. I'm not throwing out any names. I've learned better than that on the air. But a couple.
Yeah,
like,
maybe because you put this on Facebook where they all see and hear it, or at least can.
As long as they listen.
Yeah.
Well, like, give me a hint. I'll probably know who you're talking about.
The one I hang with, the little brother.
Oh, what about her?
I think that might have queered the waters when you went there.
He might have soiled the waters.
Nuts. Yeah.
Like, she's nuts even for, like, woman nuts.
She's special nuts. All right, yeah, that's all. We're going to get back to Manti Te'o. But,
see you Wednesday, William.
He's still denying it.
What's that?
He's still denying it. This is like Anthony Weiner, where he denied it twice, and he's just like digging his own hole.
Yeah, the whole thing is he wouldn't shut the hell up about this friggin' fake girlfriend. And he's like, oh, my God, she was in a car accident. That's how we learned she had leukemia. And you're like, oh, my God, that's horrible. And then eventually the leukemia killed her. Within 6 hours of the grandma. And you're like, this is the worst thing ever. And he would talk about this all year.
Wait, was this right after the car accident?
Yeah, apparently you get a car accident and they like, you know, check you for internal injuries. And they're like, oh, by the way, you've got cancer.
Your body's riddled with leukemia.
Exactly. Tumors all over the place. So.
No, this is the biggest load of S ever. Like, he's already lied about, like, you know, first he says he met her at like a Stanford game or something. And then it's, oh, I never saw her. I only talked to her on the phone. Like,
exactly. So then it became this. So all of a sudden, what comes to light, Deadspin, God bless them for actually doing reporting, is like, hey, look, we found a death certificate for this grandmother. But this girlfriend he keeps mentioning, we found no record she actually exists. There's no birth certificate. There's no death certificate. No one really says they know her. What the hell is going on?
Maybe she was illegal.
All of a sudden.
No, because even like her pictures or somebody else, like, they did reverse image search.
Like, he kept showing this picture around of this girl The same way any loser's like, no, I have a girlfriend at the other school. She'll be coming to prom.
But I mean, like, when the story broke, like, her picture, the girl's picture is being shown on, like, ESPN and stuff.
He should have been smarter and hired an escort.
I it's so weird. And, Will, I'll let you go so we can develop it further. Or did you want to stay around or what?
I don't care. stick
around for a bit then. What the hell?
I can't call in, but Will can.
Will can call in. Will hasn't been on the show in a bit.
What is he, like, related or something?
Exactly. I know. How do these two people with the same last name get in cahoots?
Same,
like,
long ass last name.
I think they're related, or at least in cahoots. Yeah, so all of a sudden, Deadspin says, this girl isn't real. What the hell? Which unleashes a volley of kind of just protective lies that are changing by the minute from Manti Te'o's camp. At first, Will, it was, what, I've met her a couple times, so I was just getting hoaxed.
It's so convoluted, especially because, like, you know, I don't follow sports at all, like, especially college sports. So it's like, I wasn't familiar with all this stuff in the media before.
Yeah.
And since I'm just fascinated by the lies. But, I mean, you'd think they would have learned their lesson with, like, the Penn State thing.
She, like, was famous, like, to the point of Kurt Warner's, like, bitch wife. Like, she was mentioned that much. Like, she was as famous as a girlfriend could get in that world, short of, like, that the McJuggies that Tebow used to wheel out.
Oh, yeah. That chick was hot.
That one great picture that, like, you just Google Tim Tebow's girlfriend, you'll just thank me later. It's the best photo ever. But, yeah.
Either ploy for attention or the Heisman.
Well, they've said, like, one of three things.
Okay.
Yeah, regarding a fake dead girlfriend.
He's like, what's going to get me that Heisman? A dead girlfriend and a dead grandmother?
He's a dummy. And someone fooled him online.
Well, apparently there's, like, some guy who had a dad that was in prison, like, last year or something.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I don't think he won it. Because, no, Griffin won it. But I think he was, like, real. Jesus Christ.
What?
The Tebow girlfriend.
Yeah, I know, right?
She's single now, Will. You can go for it.
Yeah.
He's got to live in Florida.
Those are some real ones.
Are those real?
I think so.
She's very religious. She was probably blessed by Jesus.
No, you can't be showing them off like that and be religious.
They're amazing. They are spectacular.
Effing dumpster. Oh, what a waste.
So, yeah, exactly. He's sitting there, won't even finger pop it. She's, like, just riding on motorboats, like, sitting on washing machines. Give me 5 minutes. I need this.
I was at a party full of gay guys, and I was like, is the washing machine easy to turn on, you guys?
Is there a sonic toothbrush I can use?
I had to write an email to the guy the next day and be like, sorry, I kept sitting on your washing machine. I was drunk.
Oh, God. Why did he contact you? He's like, why do my clothes stink?
No, it was in the kitchen.
So there's one of three options. One, he was duped by an online girl who I don't know what kind of knockout she was presenting herself out to be. I've actually never seen a picture. Arena, if you could look that up.
I'm looking right now.
Of the fake girlfriend. You're looking at it
right
now?
She's pretty. She's not, like, hot, but...
She okay.
Again, it's like, I don't care how young, dumb, or full of C you are. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this wasn't like, oh, I've been talking to her a few weeks. Like, wasn't this, like, 3 years?
I don't actually know how long he ran with her.
I want to say it's, like, 2009. And you're going to call this person your girlfriend, even though you've never met her?
Yeah,
after
which
3 years?
Which
he was a kid.
No, again, I mean,
even when
I wasn't. How old is he? 21.
He's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was that age not that long ago. Like, you have to be just retarded.
Well, what's really funny is, like, I used to get a lot of online chicks or whatever that I would hit up. They would hit me up. And you would still, even back then, figure ways to verify you weren't getting, like, pranked by some weirdo or a dude, even in 2001 when the technology wouldn't support it. In today's world, it's as simple as, like, hop on FaceTime, hop on Skype.
Yeah.
You know, call me, send a picture with your cell phone of you holding today's paper. You can do whatever.
Then they would have trust issues. Would you want that for him and his
Absolutely.
Relationship?
Never trust anyone.
The only thing, like, someone brought up to me on Facebook today, like, that I hadn't really taken into consideration. And I forgot he's Mormon, and he's going to a Catholic church. Mormons are creeps.
Yes.
I don't know if you know any personally, but...
Yeah, I've banged a couple.
Yeah, they're just...
They're dirty like little A's. Human. I had fun.
It says here that he had told his dad that he met her in Hawaii.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, he proceeded to tell people he's met this girl in person, later recants that. That's the newest thing. He's like, look, that was a lie. I actually never met her in person.
Yeah, so you've already shown that you have the capacity to lie.
Yeah,
look,
you're a
all
dirty
of us
liar.
Lie to our parents about fake relationships to keep them happy.
Lying.
What's wrong with that?
So
I'm dating a rabbi.
Angle one, a rabbi lawyer doctor. They're very common. So angle one is he truly was duped. Angle two, he made this up to garner sympathy for the Heisman, which sounds like utter BS to me.
Maybe not even the Heisman. He might just be a sociopath who loves, like, sympathy
attention.
And pity like Maria.
And then...
He's like that mom who wears the red dress and the Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah, he's like,
he, like, feeds the kids
pouring Pine Sol into the kid's soup. Yeah, she has the Munchausen syndrome. And then option three is he's gay, and he wanted to throw people off the scent with an online beard while he was making dirty backdoor volcano sex to his island boyfriend. What complicates but this? Why you
even
cannot...
that, like, you could have an actual fake beard girlfriend in real life, which isn't actually an online girlfriend.
Here's what complicates everything, Arena and Will. This guy is like, oh, I'd screw that. Yeah, she ain't bad looking.
She's not great looking, though.
No, and that's kind of a weird, like, almost night vision
yeah.
picture of her. That's just a weird thing to, like hey,
look her up.
Yeah, show off a picture of her the girlfriend, and you just, like, pull out a printout, like a dot matrix printout of a woman from your wallet, and like, here's a picture of my gal.
Like, from the
my
80s.
Name.
Her name is Lene Kakuka.
Something like that.
Kakewa.
She sounds like some sort of smoothie.
Is that from the movie Catfish? Like, they actually got that picture from that movie.
That would be hilarious. That would literally, someone picked him up using the picture of the girl from Catfish. I would love that.
Is Catfish the movie real or fake? Is it an actual documentary or is it fictitious?
Is that actually him doing the Teo-ing?
I don't know. I'm sure that's Photoshopped to some extent.
I really hope. There's a picture. The new thing is Teo-ing, where you put your arm around an invisible person. And it's your imaginary girlfriend. There's a picture, I think, of him doing it.
I love just how fast everyone on the internet lives to be cruel and is free of sin and has never had made a mistake in their own life.
Look, to his defense, he goes to a school where their mascot's a leprechaun, an imaginary creature. So maybe he just really believed that she was real.
What complicates this, Arena, for real? Is the kid is borderline retard. Like,
he is,
he's so dumb.
Dumb.
He would be duped by any online scam. The Nigerian guy who needs his money, anyone trolling for PIN numbers, and you know the Bobo from Opie and Anthony, where it's like, I want to see if you're tweeting other girls, give me the password to your Twitter account. I'm sure he would get sucked in by that. He's a dullard. So I could see him falling for any three of these things. I could see him thinking the best way to hide his gayness is to make up a girlfriend and then kill her in spectacular fashion. I could see someone online suckering him for years on end. And I could see him thinking that simply a dead grandma that he played for wasn't a good enough story.
There's a curve in the story. Breaking.
Okay. Breaking news. Bah, 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 bah.
Apparently, this girlfriend told him she faked her death to evade drug dealers.
Yes. So she sounds very respectable, too. She faked a death to avoid drug dealers, and he lied to his parents about meeting a girl.
Look, I faked my death to get out of taking finals one semester.
And that's the other thing. It's like, as all this stuff comes out, like, why haven't they found out who the, like, bitch on the other end of the phone is if it was faked by another dude?
I know. You'd think that would be easy enough to track down. Hell, wouldn't there be phone records saying, like, this is the number it's registered
that's
to
it,
such
yeah,
and
exactly.
such?
I thought that, too. Like, okay, you said she had, like, she called from a number after she was dead. What is this number? Who's it registered
it's
to?
The phone from Walking Dead that Lori is calling to Rick on.
I mean, he better just hope, like, he can pay that dude to take the fall.
Well, I think that's what's happening, because the Hawaiian friend that some suspect is the boyfriend is kind of being like, look, I was the guy who orchestrated this, Teo knew nothing. Which, if that really is the truth, and it isn't, that is the most elaborate prank with no end. Like, you wouldn't... You remember the days of online pranking, Will. We would all, like, trick a friend into thinking we were a hot chick and then, like, get them to pound off or whatever and laugh about it later. But that's the extent...
Well, like AOL.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I'm rubbing my jugs. And the guy's like, oh, I'm stroking off. And then you call your friend, like, 10 minutes later. It's like, hey, what you been up to? And the guy's like, nothing. Yeah. And that's the extent of it. And then you call him a fag for beating off to an imaginary girl. That's science. But to do, like, a three-year no payoff... Like, we love each other. That's not a prank. I don't know.
I mean, I think even if that dude, whatever his name, Papa Powell or whatever,
yeah,
like, takes the fall, like, I mean, the media's not going to stop digging at this point. Like, and that's why I don't get, like, what kind of makes me interested in it. It's like, how dumb do you have to be to, like, see this happen to, like, Anthony Weiner or whoever else all the time? And think you can get away with it in this day and age where there's an electronic, like, your IP address, everything, like, your cell phone number. There's a trail to everything that you do.
I actually kind of feel bad for him because if he really was believing that this girl was real, think of all the hot college ass he missed out on.
And that part's true as well. Like, everyone's like, oh, my God, this kid has puzz just being flung at him as a college athlete. You know, who could believe he would be saying no? I was faithful at that age. I was a dullard, and I've stopped it since. But I remember being 21 and monogamous, and I had a roommate who also had a girlfriend, and we were both discussing our girlfriends, and then someone else who wasn't his girlfriend knocks at the door. I answer. He's like, oh, that's for me. And they go into his room, and he just starts banging it out. And I'm like, wait a minute, you can do that? Like, it was literally seeing the first wheel-shaped stone rolling down a hill and being like, wait a minute, I got an idea. I had no idea you could cheat back then.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know, like, what pieces of S's women are.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, it's just us. We're terrible.
I think everyone, yeah, you go into the world pretty pure, and then you kind of get burned a few times, and then you do some burning yourself, and it goes on and on. Will, it's 3:50, so we're going to wrap it up, but thanks for calling in. If people want to get a hold of Will and his band, it's at Grey Sky Eternal on Twitter. That's spelled G-R-E-Y. All right, buddy. Yeah.
Thanks, Will.
Go sip your drink some more.
Was that loud?
Yeah. Later,
man. Nice.
A call from Will.
That was lovely.
It was. I always like hearing from him. I miss him on the show. Sometimes we're going to have to go back to a triumvirate with that young man in the mix arena.
I have been trying.
I know you have. And he would like you to, one, get implants, and then, two, have sex with him. So let's get that ball rolling.
I'm so smitten.
Yes. That lady killer. It's just the weirdest story, though. I can see how so much of it, again, given his retardation. Let's just put it out there.
Okay.
Let's use the R word.
Come on.
Given the guy is a dullard, it makes all of these plausible because you can't apply logic to the stupid.
Yeah, and logic. I'm sure all those hits he's taking to the head didn't help.
Yes, exactly. He's a linebacker. That noggin gets ping-ponged around.
What if he just imagined her, thought he met her,
no.
And then forgot? A hard game, concussion.
I don't think anyone's saying she's, like, hallucinated. She's imaginary. There's a fine line between these two make-believes. I really want to see how this plays out. And I don't think we're going to get a straight answer because Notre Dame is covering its ass like a cat burying a turd.
What are they doing to cover their booty?
The latest thing, I forget which ESPN reporter had a quote-unquote exclusive interview with him regarding this, which turned into, like, Teo, a lawyer, and the reporter off-camera. Which, and now the story is getting released, like, little bit by bit, and it's just pretty much PR for Teo. There's nothing journalistic about this. The guy just wanted to have his name attached to a big scoop, and I can't blame him. But yeah, that's kind of the latest that's been announced.
So there's a story about who the real chick is. It's the pictures are a chick named Diane O'Mara.
Diane O'Mara.
And the pictures were taken from her Facebook.
Oh, let me take a look at that sweet Irish
ace.
That's
the girl I just showed you.
Well, I'm looking in the reflection of the laptop screen. I see a girl in a dress. So scroll back up.
No, that's not her.
I just want to see tail, though.
It's just an ad.
I don't care. It's just tail.
It's not even, has nothing to do with the
story. She's good looking, though. I could tell from the reflection. I just wanted to see some good looking ass. Is that the internet brings me that?
Is this not enough? Right here?
I'm a man. I have needs outside of this relationship right here. I'm sorry.
Outside of looking at my face.
Welcome to the world of men cheating. Well, Arena, I think we've wrapped this
back.
Up. It is. It's great to be back. Not just good.
We may not have blown that one out of the water, but...
No, I think it's going to go down in history as possibly the greatest hour of radio ever recorded.
Hey, at least no one's questioning Taya's virginity.
Lord. Oh my God, that dopey son of a bitch.
Good luck to you, Taya.
Yeah. Good luck from the Papa's Basement crew. If you want to clear your name on our airwaves,
tweet us.
Give us a call.
Or call us.
Do it. Or tweet us.
Email. We'll
see how
email.
We both covered both right there?
Facebook.
I was going to throw out other weird methods of communication, but there's a stupid bit to continue with.
Comment on inpapasbasement.com.
I like that. There you go. A comment on the podcast, which will go up Monday.
You can see my awesome comments.
All about you. I like the Arena comments. Let's get the plugolas done, and let's get out of here. Again, Arena, my lovely co-hostess, who's been here for a while now.
Yeah,
making herself
like August.
A fixture. I like it. You want Arena, she's at Girl Knows Sports. She's very fun to talk to on Twitter. She will retweet. She will fave star. She'll do it all, man.
I will do whatever you like. I'll send you a picture of Papa's nipples in your DM.
And then just be like, these are mine. They're big enough to be a woman's.
I'll
tell
you some pictures.
Oh, there you go. Give them the Teo treatment. Sure, these are my boobs. I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me directly, it's at Papa's Basement on Twitter. You can also email inpapasbasement@gmail.com if you want to go the old school route. Inpapasbasement.com is the show's website that has our podcast every Monday and every Thursday and a bit of my writing as well. It's also got the iTunes subscription link. Please click on that, rate us. It helps with our rankings. It'll take us, I don't know, from like 94,000 to 93,000. One step at a time, right, Arena?
Yep.
I think we're done. We got another one to record maybe Wednesday. But until then, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.